You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? This is Bill Williamson. This is Silver and Black Pride Podcast. What is going on? It is the bye week. Tuesday night show, going to post on Silver and Black Pride website on Wednesday morning, and got news and notes, and talk about the bye, and this team at the bye, and that great win. You're still feeling it, right? You're still loving what happened on that football field in Kansas City, Mo, and you should. Hadn't happened in 8 years. So soak it in. You know, I was thinking that, you know, the NFL season, we talk about ebbs and flows. Last week, things weren't great. And had they lost that game in Kansas City, a couple of things go the other way. They do lose that game. But the Raiders earned that win, that's for sure. They're 2-3. They're 3 games out of first place in the AFC West. They've lost 3 in a row. They've squandered a start, the bye. There's questions about both sides of the ball. But they win. Now they're 3-2. They're a game out in the division. They're a factor in the AFC. People talking about Derek Carr as MVP. Hope about the defense. The narrative changed. Last week, people talking about, including myself, and it was fair, John Gruden being 13-23 since returning. This week, it's not that he's 14-23, is that he just had the best win of his return to the Raiders. He and his staff did a great job. And reportedly, we have this story on Silver Black Bride. You should check it out if you don't. The team buses took a victory lap around Arrowhead Stadium after the game before going to the airport. That was a report out of Kansas City. I don't know if it's true. If it is, right on. Who cares? You know what? When people don't like stuff that happens to them on the, you know, in the sporting field, beat them. If the Chiefs didn't want the Raiders to drive around their stadium, should have won the game. So this is going to turn up the volume a little bit on the rivalry, and that's good. And I think the Chiefs are going to come a very motivated team when they come to Las Vegas. I believe it's in late November. Let's get it on. Let's get it on. But narratives change. Things change. So things are great at the bye. The Raiders have had a lot of injuries. Now they're getting a little healthier. This season, the schedule's going to get easier. Things are looking really good. And you know what? Things are going to look bad again this year. And then they're going to look good again. It's ebbs and flows. But now we're almost a third into the season, believe it or not. And things are looking pretty good. Again, the injuries. You know, I mean, they're hopeful that Edwards and Incognito get back. Collins and Hurst. And then Arnett's not that far away. The Raiders aren't a overly injured team right now. They didn't have a ton of long-term injuries. They had a bunch of injuries right away that were a few weeks. And they got through them. They're getting through them. But, you know, I mean, I wouldn't sit here and cry about injuries. You look at the 49ers, you look at the Chargers, you look at the Broncos. Hey, wait, that's 2 teams in your division. These teams are banged up now. The Chargers are banged up. That quarterback of theirs is going to be good. You're going to have 2 very, very good quarterbacks in your division for a long time, and we'll see what happens in Denver. I'm talking about opponents. I'm not discounting Derek. I'm Talking about opponents. So, yeah, things are looking good. Let's go through some notes here. Michael Kendricks, a linebacker who they had interest in August, they're supposed to bring in for a workout, probably this week, I would imagine. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. Littleton's been eh. Nick has been okay. He had a pretty good game against the Chiefs. A lot of people had good games against the Chiefs as far as, like, the Pro Football Focus folks go. And you know how I feel about them. Like, it's subjective. Jeff Heath had a big game. Clint Farrell had a big game. John Gruden was very complimentary about him. So, hey, yeah, it was a good win. I mean, hey, they won a lot. They would have lost if guys played bad, right? So, I mean, they played well. Josh Jacobs said he talks to Marcus Allen once a week. That's pretty cool. Gruden said that he's going to use some guys more. He's going to use Devontae Booker more. He was pretty quiet in the first four games, but he was an unsung hero in that Chiefs game. He had a 43-yard run. Before that, if you remember, very critical series. I think it was the second quarter. They were down 14-3, I believe. That's why it was critical. He had a second effort conversion on third down. If not, they punt, and, you know, who knows what happens, right? And I believe they scored a touchdown in that series. So that was critical. There was another critical series. Like Jonathan Abram didn't get flagged, and then the next play, I think it was Kaiser, the receiver for the Chiefs, dropped a ball. That was critical for the Chiefs. You know, so there was some big plays in that game. There's always big plays and sequences in, you know, highly contested games. Gruden said that in addition to Booker, that Heath will probably play a little bit more. Why not? Give him a chance to play more than Harris. See if he's better than Harris. No knock on Harris, is to see if he's better. I think we're going to see Kendall Vickers a little bit. The defensive tackles were unsung heroes, too, in that game, you know, with Hurst and Collins out. You know, and again, we talked about it the other day, but, you know, you may not like the guy, but Paul Gunther, he deserves credit. And, you know, I've covered the Raiders a long time, and kind of, I know the defense has been bad for a long time, but it makes me laugh. I'll just go from Tarver. People so excited about Tarver. A young genius. Yeah. Then he, you know, it's not going good. Get rid of him. Ken Norton Jr. Oh, golly. He's going to be so good. Get rid of him. Paul Gunther. Marvin Lewis's guy. Oh, we're going to be so good. Not yet. So, you know what I mean? And then if Paul Gunther does get fired, they bring in another guy. You'll love him until you don't. It's all about just getting it done. That's what it is. You know, I find it interesting that Jason Witten's still getting a lot more play time than Foster Moreau. And I'd like to see Moreau get some play time. He's a young kid. I mean, it's no knock on Jason Witten, but he's 38. You drafted Moreau. Let's see him. I want to see him get some play time. He always seems to make plays, right? That's what we talked about the other day. The Raiders have a bunch of guys that will make a few plays for you. They're very deep. Again, Alec Ingold may not carry you to a victory, but he's sure going to contribute. Talking about a guy who contributes, Henry Ruggs. I have a post up on him on Silver and Black Pride now, and I think it's interesting. You know, it's the Raiders are 3-0 with this guy. And it's not necessarily he's the reason why they're 3-0, and the fact that he didn't play in the losses, or the reason they lost those games. But he does change the offense a little bit. He only has 6 catches. But he changes the offense. And in their games that he's played, they're scoring 36 points a game. So there's something to it, right? Gruden's in Mariota, maybe back soon. He praised Nathan Peterman. Cool. Hope he's good. What else? Talk about the injuries. Just looking at my notes. B.J. Hall's playing pretty good for Houston, for what it's worth. The Raiders are the only team in the AFC West so far not to have its schedule affected by the coronavirus guideline schedule changes. Every other team's had it tweaked somewhat. The Raiders haven't. This is AFC West teams and other teams too. But so we'll see. I mean, it's a week-to-week thing. Every morning when I wake up, I'm, you know, first thing I do is I look at the Twitter and I see all the coronavirus updates and all, you know. So, I mean, let's be prepared. Let's be prepared for, you know, 1 week we're going to be talking Raider football on a Tuesday night or something. You know, we had a game tonight. Boy, Titans looked good, didn't they? Hardly any practicing, and they did that. Woof. Raiders offense is scoring the second most per drive average. So it's they're 56% of their drives they score, and they average 3.04 points a drive. Number one in both categories is the Green Bay Packers. That's pretty good. And the Raiders' offense isn't really fully clicking yet. I mean, they've had injuries, and they've had two games where they weren't that good, you know? So, yeah. Yeah. Team's gonna win some games, guys. This team's going to win some games. I mean, there ain't no doubt about it. Oh, the news today around the league is that Le'Veon Bell is released, available. Nah, you know, the Raiders did have some interest in him when he was a free agent, but times have changed. They got Jacobs. They're fine. They don't need him. I don't think so. So, you know, to wrap up the show on this bye week, obviously won't do a show next Sunday. I might have a couple cocktails. Maybe you're more than welcome to join me. But we'll have the show on Tuesday, and then the Tampa Bay game after that. But things are pretty good at the bye. Are they perfect? No. But they're pretty good, and they're trending upward. They're trending upward on offense. They're trending upward on defense. They're trending upward on health. They're trending upward on schedule. They're trending upward. So there you go. That's our show. Hope you had a good time. I really appreciate you being with me. I really do. This is Bill Williamson. This is Silverback Brian. You be happy. You be safe. See ya.